Hey everyone, and this is episode 30. We made it. We made it to 30 episodes. I'm surprised, mainly that I was going to keep doing this. So I did pre-record episode 30 last week because I was just like, well, I'm going to just start pre-recording my episodes and then I can release them. And then I realized that most of the stuff I base my episodes on are current events and talking shit and giving my point of view on the news, I guess, in some sense. And, well, a lot of things has happened since episode 29. And even during the time of episode 29 that I didn't even talk about, you know, it's just a wild time right now. So, I guess we're going to go on a ride this week. So, episode 30. I hope everybody has their beer. You know, maybe smoke some weed or, you know, take some edibles, do some drugs. Who cares? I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to stop anybody. I'm going to drink this sweet Goose Islands IPA, which I said I was going to drink shitty IPAs and become a hipster and wear flannels and go to breweries and tell everybody that I'm smarter than them. I mean, that's the main goal in life, right? To pretend that you're smarter than everybody else, I guess. So this week, I'm going to start light and then work my way into the dark. Because, boy, this week, man, these motherfuckers have went the, like, crazies are coming out, and we're like only 26 days into the year. Like, we're not even like, you know, it's just, man, motherfuckers are out here doing, they're doing their damn thing. Good on them. So the first, oh man, goddamn it, stupid internet. So one of my favorite shows, and probably the, I mean, it is one of my favorite shows because I end up getting a tattoo of it on my forearm. So if you guys have ever seen my pictures in recent days, it's a picture of Pickle Rick that's tattooed on my forearm. I'm a huge fan of Rick and Morty. It, like, after watching the first, like, episode, I fell in love. Clearly, Pickle Rick episode is one of my favorites. And so they cut ties with Justin Roiland, or Roiland, because he likes to beat his old lady, apparently. You know, so I can see why they would want to cut ties with that, because domestic violence is a pretty, pretty big situation and a lot of, like, in a lot of places. I mean, I don't know, like, that wasn't the best way to explain it, but I mean, domestic violence is pretty bad overall. But I mean, you know, she should have listened the first time, then he wouldn't have to keep doing it. I'm just kidding. Man, I can't wait for the feminist people to come outside of my house. So he's dropped. And I don't see Rick and Morty lasting any longer past that, because unless they can find someone that can actually voice like he does. Justin Roiland has actually done quite a few shows. He has Rick and Morty, and obviously he also did the Solar Opposites, and then he also did Gravity Falls. He was a voice in that show too. So I mean, let's see what they're gonna do. And I don't see it going any well. I just don't see it going well, mainly. I mean, I know this is a bad situation, but I've seen them. Normally when something this catastrophic happens to, like, a show or a movie, like, it's hard to come from. Especially, like, if it's the main character. Like, he does, so he does the main voice of Morty and Rick. So, I don't see it. And I mean, it sucks, but it is what it is. Life goes on. Maybe don't beat your wife. If you do, maybe have a, I don't know, maybe, I mean, I don't even know how you can get away from it. I guess just don't fucking do it. Don't be a piece of shit. It's not hard to do. So, man, this girl has been on memes, and I am fucking tired of her memes. Society just acts like they have never seen a woman cheat on her husband. I mean, it's pretty terrible. It's just like, you know, it's the whole, the constant memes of it. So, Megan Hall, if people are not familiar with it, is the Tennessee cop that got fired for sleeping with five of her coworkers. I think she had a train ran on her. And I mean, I really don't know the full rumors because I just don't really give a shit. To me, it just sounds like some fucking wook from the fucking barracks. So, or barracks bunny. So, I mean, like, it's not really like anything that's fucking new. Like, I was like, oh no, like, she cheated on her husband. Like, she slept with a bunch of dudes. We should all fucking, like, feel sorry for her. Like, no, she's a whore. And her husband sticking by her is a fucking simp. It's plain and simple. Like, she does not give a fuck about you, dude. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a preacher's fucking son or not. That's as far as what I'm gathering. It's because that's, like, one of the headlines in the stories. So, the new thing that just came out, this came out from the Daily Wire, Daily Mail. Tennessee cop gone wild, Megan Hall, gets offered $10,000 to do two shows at Nashville strip club after being fired for having on-duty sex with several colleagues. I mean, we all knew she was going to land back on her feet. We all did. And it's just, you know, God damn it, dude. Like, see, this is the issue that that a lot of dudes have with, like, society. Like, we could sit here and say, like, you know, society is very geared towards men. And it is in a way, but, like, this woman literally did not give a fuck about her marriage or her, like, commitment to her husband or the fact of being a police officer because, I mean, she was too busy getting fucking railed out. And instead of just, like, fucking, like, going away and never coming back, they're now offering her to go strip on stage. And the next step is she's going to create an OnlyFans, and then there's going to be the fucking simps that's going to buy into it. I mean, it's just, you know, it's probably one of the best lines that was said in Zach and Mary Makes a Porno, where he was just like, yeah, I would fucking watch anybody that has sex. Like if it was, like, our fucking neighbors fucking, like, I would watch it. Like, you know, like, people are at that, like, that's how people fucking think. Like, they're willing to watch, like, they don't give a shit. They'll watch somebody have sex. Like, she's famous now because of her fucking actions that she did. I mean, you know what, man? I'm glad she's going to probably get those offers. But at the same time, I'm like, cool. I'm pretty sure her husband would definitely love that, especially when he's trying to be a strong man and stick by his woman that did not give a fuck about him. So good on him. Preacher's son, man. You know, the whole turn the blind eye kind of thing, I guess. She's out here going to go stripping, I guess. Maybe. Who knows? She probably won't. God, that's just, it's so annoying. It's so annoying that she's that, like, the whole memes of her and being, like, it just got beat into people's face. Like, there were so many fucking memes of her fucking dudes and, like, doing, like, it's all about her fucking escapade. And then, like, nobody's like really like, you know, like, hey, you should probably clean up your shit and, you know, not be a piece of shit person, which, I mean, the internet's doing a pretty great job of, like, I mean, like, you don't want to be, like, if you're going to be meme famous, like, you want to be meme famous in like the good way and then the funny way, but you don't want to be meme famous in the like the embarrassment way. Like the poor bastard is like sitting here and it's like his wife is just a fucking meme. Like I guess he's a sheriff or park ranger or something. I don't know. He works, he's in law enforcement and he has to deal with that because like, I mean, I'm pretty sure like, I mean, it's the same thing like being in the military too. Like, I mean, in a sense, like if I knew, like there's so many fucking Jody loves Chachi fucking, or Jody loves Chachi. That's actually, God, that's a funny thing. Like Jody fucking Susie and like Susie Rotten Crotch. And like, I mean, like the Marine Corps had fucking goddamn cadence songs about Jody fucking Susie and driving your Cadillac. So I'm not surprised by this. I'm not at all. Not one bit. And I mean, we can get into some other stuff later about, actually, no, there's not really getting into other stuff later because like we're all the stuff we're going to get into is now. So pretty much, what happened in the last couple weeks too, is that the New Zealand Prime Minister also resigned, which probably has to do with the fact that a lot of stuff is coming out about COVID and then their mandates and their lockdowns and all their weird shit that they were doing in New Zealand. And I mean, I'm not surprised by it. I mean, you look at throughout the pictures of her from her younger days until now, she's like, looked like the Grim Reaper, over time. Like, I'm not surprised. I don't think anybody's really surprised that she got, that she's resigning. So good luck with New Zealand and picking out who they're going to have to be their supreme leader, because that's pretty much the next step, because they decided to give up their rights too. I think like during COVID, that was the complete control of a lot of countries that did have freedoms, that they were losing them due to like, they just were going to like, yeah, okay, we'll do the lockdown. And then slowly it just became more than just a lockdown. And I mean, it sucks for majority of the people that had to deal with that. And it also, so, I mean, good on them for getting rid of her, I guess. I guess so. There was probably a lot of pressure. There's not much really like information about it other than she came out and did a speech and said that she's resigning and she's going to step down. And I mean, she's already made like buku money since running for office. Like, I think she's at like, she's a millionaire for sure. So like she can live a good life, because you know, that's what we do. We get rich off of being politicians. Just go be a politician and barely do your job. Like Dan Crenshaw, just, you know, just show up and, punch drywall. Yeah, man. Episode 30, like it's still crazy. I just remember, like, I know that I took a time period off on doing podcasting because, well, I was going through a lot of personal shit and I just didn't feel it was necessary to actually like talk about anything, because I really didn't want to talk about anything. I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't want to, like, I just didn't want to deal with people. And I spent most of the time hurting myself and being depressed. And I mean, it happens. You know, people go through shit and then they are just wanting to figure out what they're going to do in life. So that's what I had to do. And it's, you know, shit happens, I guess. And over time, I was just like, all right, I'll probably get back into it and I'll do a couple episodes. And then, like, I just decided to go back overseas and then started working over there. And then I was just like, all right, it's kind of hard to do a podcast over here when there's stuff going on and I just don't want to do it over here. So I'll just do it when I'm home. And so I just started doing it when I'm home. And then now it's just, you know, got a lot of free time since getting hurt. And I decided that I was going to try to do it. I mean, I took a couple weeks off. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like doing it. Sometimes I don't. I mean, that's my choice. I guess it is my show. But I was going to tell everybody that I am really happy to let you guys know if you guys really want to do that tall boy. The tall boy on a live video on... God damn it. It is not really wanting to open. Why are you being weird? Okay. We're at 435 plays all the time. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. So, to try to get to that big number, 1,000, drink a $10 fucking tall boy, because tall boys are now like $10 because of this economy, kind of like eggs. Which I was going to talk about that, because I did see something about it where some article was, I seen something passing and I was like, oh wow, I should probably talk about this, but I didn't. But just passing, I'd seen some article that was talking about how you shouldn't eat eggs because eggs are considered unhealthy, and that they're the reason for like heart condition or some shit. I don't know. It was some weird article that I'd seen passing, and I was like, oh wow, that's crazy. Like, that's just you trying to pass whatever narrative to for the whole price of eggs being high. Like, it just doesn't seem like journalists are actually even putting in any effort to like discuss what's going on, because it's just, you know, stay with the narrative. It's just easier. Like, I'm surprised they haven't blamed Trump for the price of eggs, which will probably be the next thing to do, since, you know, Trump's been out of office for 2 years now, and he's still going to be probably be the blame for eggs. I mean, it just only makes sense to blame him for eggs. I would blame him for eggs. Just because it's Trump. Orange man bad. Fucking orange man. Always destroying the eggs. ATF still doing gay shit. Like, big gay shit. Nothing about them is, you know, really worth a fuck. ETF should not exist, but here we are. Just gonna keep talking shit about ATF, man. I mean, like, I have a dog. I'm pretty sure they'll probably shoot him. Excuse me. So, I posted a video on my Instagram page, the podcast Instagram page, and it was about the Project Veritas. Their investigation, where they met with a guy and pretty much did did an investigation on this I forget what his title is. I think he's like some kind of researcher, or he works for Pfizer, and he was talking about what they wanted to do with the vaccine, and then what they want to do with the virus so that they can keep having an income from the government, pretty much, essentially, for the vaccine, so that they can keep pumping it out and keep getting numbers from it, which, I mean, I get it. I mean, they've been doing that shit since Rockefeller pretty much, like, changed the whole way of medicine. And he got caught. I thought it was funny how it was put out, that it was just like there was a meme, and it was the halftime show with The Weeknd when he was running through the glass little hall. And it was just like the guy that you met on Grindr turns out to be a Project Veritas journalist, and then not like, or something of that nature, and they're getting slammed. And the guy just pretty much explains like what they've been doing to alter the virus, and like to a certain point where they can control the virus to keep pushing out numbers for the vaccine. And it was like a 10-minute long video, in which I'm pretty sure that the whole conversation is probably longer than that. They just took out key points. And then he talked about how like they were testing on monkeys, and that, I mean, I guess it's what's considered what the main guy from Project Veritas, I don't know his name off the top of my head, but he was talking about how, you know, this is illegal. Like, you shouldn't do that. But then they were doing it, and then they brought in a... Damn it, I just had his name. They brought in the one scientist that got kicked off of Twitter and then was on Joe Rogan's podcast. I can't think of his damn name. I can't think of their names right now. And I hope somebody can help me out later on, and then I can figure it out. Actually, I could probably Google it. Well, I mean, I could Google it, but I'm not going to. I'm going to pretend I'm Googling it, and I'm just going to go back to doing what I was doing. Yeah, so pretty much we'll see how that goes. Nothing will probably happen because we're too busy and dealing with other shit, other dumb shit, like Ukraine, man. Them guys. Man, Ukraine is a fucking great, great money laundering scheme. It seems to be that way the more that they keep sending money to it. I still think it's great how the government keeps talking about how we're reaching the cap limit for the debt ceiling, and then they keep saying this, and then they're like, oh yeah, like Lindsey Graham just authorized another, like Lindsey Graham wants another like $2.5 billion or $3 billion to go to Ukraine. And it's like, damn, dude, like what is Ukraine doing? And then they, like, it was sometime last week or the beginning of this week, Ukraine had an investigation of all their top officials that were corrupt. And like one of their top generals had to resign because he was seen in Spain cruising around in his Porsche. Which I thought was, yeah, I mean, I don't, fuck them. I don't blame them. I don't blame them for doing that. I mean, they're corrupt. It was one of the most corrupt countries in the world before this whole war. Ukraine's been corrupt the entire time. And for people to pretend that it's never been corrupt is just fucking ignorant. Or they're tied to it. Just look, follow where the money goes. And they want to keep getting money to Ukraine, which is just absolutely bullshit. There was this week they said that they're going to give them Abrams. And I mean, I'm pretty sure there's probably been Abrams there the entire time. I wouldn't have been surprised if it wasn't. And now they're going to give them Abrams. Germany is going to give them tanks. Germany has also came out. Some lady was talking in some European meeting and talking into this weird shit about like how Europe needs to unite to fight Russia, pretty much in the sense like stating that they're willing to go to war against Russia, which I was like, pump your brakes, Germany. You're not allowed to have a military. Remember the last time we let you have a military? Like, you guys decided to, like, I don't know. The Holocaust seems to be a thing. Try to invade and take over the whole world. You know, Hitler. Crazy how that... those turn of events just happen. But Germany is talking about how, like, you know, we got to stop Russia, and that, you know, they're, you know, we need to unite together. And it's just like, yeah, but, you know, the last time anybody united on Germany's side, they also lost the war. So, you know, it'd probably be best for us to stay the fuck out of this. Europe's just constantly in war. Europe will always be in war. Those people cannot get along at all. None of them. None of them can get along. And, you know, everybody keeps blaming Russia, And I'm just like, I don't blame Russia for most of the stuff that they're doing, because, like, I would be pretty pissed too if, like, Canada and Mexico was just like, we're going to build missile silos on the border, but it has nothing to do with you. But just in case if you did turn on us, we're going to put a bunch of missile silos by the border, if you don't mind. And then we're going to slowly, like, move them closer to the border and then surround you. And then, like, I don't know, put some in some of the island countries too. I'm pretty sure the U.S. would probably be pissed if they did that. And I think they have the right to be pissed. I also think that this war has kind of gotten to the point where, like, you know, Russians did want to have peace and Ukraine said no. And then Ukraine just kept getting money, because why would you say, yes, I want peace? Because now you have no money. And then you get all these weird fucking, like, libertarian people and the weird left and some of the conservatives that feel that we need to support Ukraine, which, like, when Trump was in office, conservatives were all about trying to do an investigation and figure out what corruption was there in Ukraine. But now they're just like, oh, man, we got to support Ukraine. You know, support Ukraine all you want to. I still think it's corrupt, and I don't think we should spend a fucking dime to them. Like, we, like, they literally came out on the, it was reported, from World, it's World News. I'm assuming it's coming from, some article that, cause it comes from Real News, No Bullshit. And it said, Ukraine officials say that, says they will not push for Western countries to provide fourth generation fighter jets, F-16s, after securing tanks. So they've been demanding for, like, new technology, and, like, they want new weapons the entire time. So now that they're getting our tanks and then getting our weapons, essentially, they're like, you know, yeah, we won't push for F-16s right now. Like, you guys, like, we won't ask for that to fight against Russia. And you know, it's just sitting here, it's just, man, it's just one of those, I can't believe the balls that they have for saying that. Like, I can't believe that they're just sitting here, like, yeah, you know what, I appreciate it, like, I'm glad you guys gave us something, but we won't ask for the F-16s. Don't worry. Like, in a couple months, they're going to ask for the F-16s. And then the U.S. is probably going to give them to them, because that's what the U.S. does. Like, we just give weapons and then leave weapons, kind of like what we did with the Taliban, who the Taliban are looking at striking a deal with Putin to have the same weapon systems that we had. Even though most of them are probably outdated, it's still a frustrating part that we made the world's dumbest fucking trade for Brittany Griner for the fucking Merch of Death. And then the Merch of Death goes back to Russia. And then literally, like, a month later, the dude's just like, I'm pretty sure his fucking hands are all over this fucking deal with the Taliban to make money so that the Taliban can have money so that they could sell, I think it's like $7 billion or 7 billion, like something was 7 billion, like either it was 7 billion, like, weapons that we left, like equipment and weapons that we left there, and they're trying to reach a deal. So, like, I'm pretty sure they're going to probably sell it for like half the price, like a quarter of the price. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, at this point in time, it's just like, man, some of the dumbest shit that we are doing right now is just, boy, it's getting dumber. Just, you know, leaving weapons in Afghanistan, which, I mean, we really shouldn't have pulled out the way that we did, but it is what it is at this point. I mean, it sucks for the families that lost their kids during that time. And it sucks for a lot of people that lost friends and family and brothers and sisters in Afghanistan for the 20 years that we were there. But yet no one seems to bat a fucking eye, and that they didn't do, you know, it's just whatever, you know, like, we'll just move on from it. Like, cool, man. We just did a second Vietnam. Like, not a big deal. Not a big deal to the people who fought there. Like, at all. Like, not a big deal for people who almost died. Not a big deal for the people who had died. Like, just not a big deal for families to lose their child. Like, cool. I mean, you know, there's that famous picture at the one funeral, or like the bodies being returned to the U.S. from when the Kabul shit happened, and then it shows Biden looking at his watch. That's how much, like, that's a normal politician's fucking look. Like, man, I can't believe I'm fucking here. Like, why am I here? Like, they don't give a shit. They have yet to show in the past, like, few years if they gave a shit or not. Like, none of them give a shit. They don't. They will not. It's pretty simple. So, yeah. Yeah, episode 30, man. Big time. Going to keep saying it. Episode 30. Big time. Let's see. So, also during this time period, because now we're going to roll into another subject. During this time, we've had a couple mass shootings. I guess, like, some, I don't know, the left-wing Twitter is going crazy about active shootings, but they have no knowledge of what firearms and how to use, like, they don't know anything about firearms. And it's pretty clear by a lot of the people that they follow and talk about for their talking points is that they don't understand how this works. And I mean, and it also kind of sucks in the situation too, that the situation that happened with the active shooting is that soon as active shooting happens, you have two sides that go right into it of their whole fucking like weird obsession to prove a point. Like one side wants to prove that it's a white dude that went crazy and it's just white people with guns and white people this. And then like, it turns out the shooting was the two most recent shootings were two Asian males in their late 70s. So it doesn't fit the narrative. So that got dropped real quick because the media can't have it unless it's a fucking white person shooting up a fucking building. Like, it makes no sense because you talk about active shootings the entire time, but you change the narrative as soon as it's somebody else that's not white. And then the other side wants to prove a point of where the active shooting is and how the active shooting took place and if it had an AR involved or not. And those sides are fucking like complete fucking assholes. Pretty much like when an active shooting happens, it's a pretty fucking tragic event. And it's like the buildup to the active shooting for most of them, unless it's just some fucking psychopath, which still goes back to mental health. Is that a lot of these active shootings lead up to mental health issues and situations that has to do with them being depressed, probably on some psychedelic drug that has to do from the fucking like big pharma, or they're just fucking like been bullied, been like pretty much mistreated as a person, or they, like I said, it's like mental health. Mainly it's just mental health for a person that wants to go on an active shooting rampage. And then the craziest part about the active shooting rampages that happen is that they reported, and it's on the news, 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 and all you see is the shooter's face. And then when it's an actual like part of their narrative, that's all you see is that person's face the entire time. What ties do he has to white supremacy? What ties is he talking about to extremists and anti-government? What ties is like he fits the narrative that they need? And then we will see this for fucking 6 weeks straight. And then during that time, because of their fucking actions, you will see more active shootings because it just triggers some fucking like weird fetish to go in on a shooting spree, or triggers the fucking person that is going through a mental fucking hard time right now. And then he just says, fuck it, and goes on to wanting to go on an active shooting rampage. So during this time, going back to this, that these California shootings happened. So the one that took in Monterey Park, that was the first one so far. I think there's been three. There's like one in Monterey Park, and then the other one was at Moon Ridge or something in that nature. And then the other one was in Oakland. So the one in Monterey Park, like during the shooting, 10 people got killed, and then one died in the hospital, which so it led it's a total to 11. They went on a police chase for this guy. He eventually killed himself, and it was like suicide. And then they started reporting that it was the weapon of choice that he was using was a semi-automatic assault pistol, which I was trying to figure out in my mind how what the fuck they were talking about. And then so I started looking up the gun of what his choice was and what he used, and pretty much the gun that he used was from pictures. I don't know if it's the exact gun. Was either a Tech 9 or a Mac 10. I've also seen a Beretta. I don't know if that's just the internet just fucking with me. Like I said, I was just looking around. I've seen some people talk about it where it was just a Tech 9, which, I mean, if it was a Tech 9, I don't know if they make semi-automatic Tech 9s, but I'm pretty sure they probably do because they made a semi-automatic Saul. So I wouldn't be surprised if they made a semi-automatic Tech 9. I think it would be pointless to buy because then you could just buy any other pistol. Like, why would you want to buy that one? It's kind of like the Saul. Why would you want to buy a 17-pound semi-automatic M4? Like, you could just have an M4.
and or well, you can't have an M4. You can just buy an AR-15. And it's just, you know, they just talk about the active shooting, and then when they were bringing up that talking point, and then like the crazy propagandists on Twitter that went on a rampage about talking about how like it's, you know, it was an active shooting, we need to get rid of guns, and then it was just like straight to the AR-15. Like the AR-15 is the worst fucking gun. It's the worst firearm ever. I mean, it has the ability to fire 1,000 rounds in a second. Like, you can fire 1,000 rounds in a second. It also has this, like, capability where you take this little, like, tool, and then you put it in at the end by the barrel, and it's like this little stick thing that sticks up, and then you just crank it down, and then that increases your ability to put more power into the gun because of the gas chamber. You know, the gas that gets released from the bullets being fired. I guess that's how they work. You just turn it counterclockwise and it increases the power. That's what the media will probably tell you. Which, you know, I mean, honestly, at this point in time, these fucking idiots don't have a fucking clue about what a rifle does or not. Like, they just, I mean, it's just a talking point. It's so tragedy. Like, it's just terrible situations of like active shootings that happen and like controlled areas that seems to be where firearms shouldn't be because they're gun free zones. I don't understand how that's the logic of, if we have gun free zones, people won't have guns. And I'm pretty sure if the dude had a Tech 9 or a Mac 10, I don't think he got it legal. And then even if he did get it legal, it became illegal once he started using it on people. So you already have the rules set in place. You just want to make shit up as you go. Like, that's pretty much what I found out about the other side, is that it's just make up shit as you go, and then make up where rules only fit for your narrative because you hate to be proven wrong, or you hate to have someone like prove your logic to be stupid. Like, if they spent more time, instead of talking shit about how like terrible the fucking firearms are, and actually spent time looking into it and understanding and going to, like, I don't know, firearm safety courses and actually, you know, try to put an effort into knowing what their enemy's TTPs are, I guess you would say, in a sense. Like, if you would know your enemy and know what they're talking about, then you can actually have a strong argument to understand who they are, as versus just going on this rampage of talking about how we should not have guns, but we should give Ukraine tanks and rockets. And wasn't there like last year around this point that we gave them like javelins, and then they were ended up selling them on the black market? So, I mean, that's the dumbest shit ever, is that you'd rather take from the fucking American hands, but then you'd rather arm the fucking foreign country that has nothing. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, the hand, like, I wouldn't say the majority, but there's probably enough people in Ukraine that probably hates the U.S., and we're just going to arm them. So going back to the Ukraine situation out of an active shooting, because we're willing to disarm American citizens and then arm another country that doesn't believe in having firearms and also is openly against gay marriage. And then, you know, that huge thing that the LGBT is, you know, advocated for years, which, I mean, it's not a big deal. Like, I don't see, like, I don't think a lot of people in my generation cares if they're married or not. But I think it's pretty weird how you guys made a big deal out of that, but then you're cool with Ukraine doing their shit that they're doing, but then you're trying to, like, it's just this weird fucking, like, it's just stupid. Like, everything you're saying, like, whenever someone explains their point of views on that, is stupid. There's no logic. There's no point. You're just fucking going off of some fucking Twitter retard. That's really what you're going off of. I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with is that you're really just going off of some Twitter guy that the propagandist is probably being paid by the DNC to promote some narrative that makes you feel good. It's just, I just don't see any point in continuing supporting this argument of like disarming the citizens and then arming another country. Like, that already defeats the whole narrative. Like, we get the point of why Americans are armed, because like the Second Amendment pretty much bases, it's a check and balance to the government. That's why the American citizens are armed, is to defend its freedom against the government, because our founding fathers knew that the government would get to the point where they are now. Like, they knew, they came from it, and now they know again. Like, I don't understand why people don't know, why there's not a majority of the Americans understanding that the government doesn't give a shit. Like, they're going to try to take your rights away from you. So, I mean, I think it's a pretty sad situation when it comes down to an active shooter, and there's many ways that we can prevent it, but nobody wants to go those routes because one side laughs at it, so they mock you for having the belief that we should defend ourselves and that we should just defend, like, we should have armed security, or we should have some kind of personnel to protect other people. They laugh at that because they just, you know, they're the same people that want to burn down cities and talk about how the police brutality is corruption, and their places are all corrupt and everything of that nature, but they don't want you to have a firearm. So I don't understand their narrative. Like, it just sounds really stupid. Even talking it out, it's just like, so you're cool with arming police officers, but you're not cool with police brutality. So you want more government, but you hate it when more government steps in. Interesting. So that being said, we have made it. We have made it this far, and hopefully we can do another 30. We can do another 30. We'll go from there. One podcast at a time. Hopefully that hopefully stuff kind of simmers down, because I mean, we still have to worry about like the whole us supplying Russia. I'm a little tongue-tied today. Us supplying Ukraine, and then Russia saying that they don't want Western involvement. So I don't know if where that's going to go. Because they did move the doomsday clock up to 90 seconds to midnight, which I'm like, fuck it, send it. Like, come on, just... They move it so lightly, but it's still drastic at the same time, where it's just like... Like, I think we were at 3 minutes, and now they're like, we're at 90 seconds. Like, that sounds scarier than what it is. And it's like, so we're at a minute 30? So we just went half? Damn. All right. I guess it's time to, you know, talk shit to many people as we can on Call of Duty. You know, start yelling at people for no reason. Driving on the wrong side of the road. I mean, it's a minute 30. Like, we just got to stop living and just start fucking, like, we got to stop living a normal life and just go the extreme route, burning trees, fucking polluting the earth, having gas parties or gas fights, like, off of Zoolander, and then setting some people on fire, like, going to, like, crazy fucking rampages now because, like, you know, we're almost there, guys, like. It's just, you know, nothing was proven by that clock as being actual evidence of where we're going to be at midnight, because you can't just base it off of some fucking stupid, like, I get it, there's some researchers that go into it and they look into it and they analyze all this, but no, that's not how it works. Like, what if we had it, like, you know, like, they talked about, like, how Trump was going to be the one that... Trump was going to be the president that was going to cause World War III. Like, we're going to be on the verge of World War III, even though Joe Biden is the one that... Everything that they said about Trump is Joe Biden. Which is still funny about the FBI agent, the one that was in charge of investigating Trump being collusion with Russian, and then now he's getting arrested for having Russian collusion off the subject, but that's still pretty funny how that happened. But going back to this, is that, like, imagine actually having a president that was just, like, fucking batshit crazy, and Putin comes out and be like, oh, yeah, if the West could even think about doing anything, like, I'll drop a nuke. And he just comes on TV and is like, send it, bitch. Fucking send it, you pussy-ass bitch. And then, like, show pictures of his house and be like, look what I got. I got pictures of your house right now. Like, I can bomb your house. I don't give a fuck. Do it. Send it, pussy. Like, what if we had a president like that? Like, I mean... Like, that would change the whole fucking clock. Like, that would just automatically drop us to fucking midnight. Like, we would drastically fucking go to midnight. Like, there wouldn't be no, like, oh, man, we're, like, 10 seconds to midnight. It would be like, oh, shit, we are on midnight. Maybe 12:01 right now. Who knows? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't really stop a fucking, like, what if we had a lunatic? Or what if we, like... What if the rumors is true about Putin having fucking, like, some terminal illness, right? And then he's just like, fuck it, send it. I don't even give a fuck anymore. I'm dying. Who gives a fuck, right? Like, what if he fucking does that? Like, how do you, like, dude, like, that's where the part where the fucking clock is stupid. Like, it just, like, it's some fucking boomer's fucking belief. Like, during the time when they were fucking in grade school and they were fucking doing drills about fucking nuclear war of hiding under the desk. Like, I mean, they made fun of it in videos on South Park. It was like, how to survive a nuclear holocaust? Stay away from the windows and get under a desk. And it's like, no, you won't survive. No. Ask the two cities that we fucking nuked. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of them didn't fucking survive. Like, we fucking nuked those cities. And then they, like, you know, that was the reason why Japan, like, fucking surrendered. So, don't get me wrong, like... I just don't, I think it's the most boomer fucking thing possible. Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You can't stop fucking people from being crazy. Like, they all want this one world order, so I'm not surprised that they would be, like, the way that they are about this. Like, you know, trying to get all these countries into NATO, so is everybody versus, like, Russia, and everybody versus China, which... China owns everything anyway, so, I mean, I don't know. Like, well, it's just, like I said, it's just boomers. It's just boomers getting boomers all worked up. Like, boomers are just going to be like, oh, my God, like, this brings me back to the time when I was in the 50s. Like, your time has passed, old man. The future is now. The future is now. Yeah, so, guys, we did it. We did 49 minutes. We're 49 minutes into episode 30. I did not get to drink a lot of beer today. I've also been cutting back on beer. Mainly, I've been cutting back on drinking because I just really haven't been feeling it. And I just don't think it's wise to just drink all the time and not do anything. So I've been trying to work on being more progressive. Working on being more, like, I can't think of the term now, being more, like, actually doing shit, like, productive, sorry, working on, like, just going to the gym, working out, going on a drive, maybe going to have lunch somewhere by myself, like, thinking, looking at other stuff, trying to stay off of social media so I'm not fucking dragged down into the slush. And just, you know, trying to better myself. I think that getting, like, drinking and, like, I mean, there was some point when I first got hurt, I was like, fuck it, I'll just get drunk. Like, there's nothing I can do. Like, it'll fix itself out. And now it's just like, okay, this is not really going to fix itself out unless I fix it myself. So I started working on that. And I started trying to fix, like, my personal health. And then I started working on, like, not drinking, because I kind of like waking up not having a hangover or feeling dehydrated the next day, even if I only had a couple of beers. Or, you know, just I'm trying to, like, show that people can rely on me versus, I'm not saying that like people can't rely on me or they don't want to rely on me. I just don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, he drinks all the time or he drinks, or like, I just didn't want that image. And I really just didn't want to keep doing it because I just, like I said, I just didn't want the image and it's not healthy. And so I'm just working on my health right now, but I did have a couple beers. Actually, no, I've only had one. And, well, fuck it. It is. It's a couple beers, okay? I had the first, and I'm waiting on the last. So, yeah, guys. I appreciate you guys listening to my shitty podcast on my shitty walk. And I hope everybody's doing well. Hopefully, we can see what's going to go on in February, or yeah, February will be next week. So hopefully we see what's going on, and hopefully we can talk shit about it, because man, there was a lot of stuff this week, and I'm pretty sure I missed out a lot of other things. I mean, mainly because I was more intrigued by the whole that meme about the Pfizer guy, and then the Project Veritas video that was put out, and then I put it on my Instagram page. So if you want to watch it, you can watch it. You can comment it and talk about it, or just do whatever you want. It's your choice. You can do what you want or don't. No one cares. Thank you, guys, and I really appreciate you. And let's work our way to 1,000, mainly so I can drink a tall boy on the podcast. Thank you. And see you next week.